We are up to Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we're saying that if we're excluding someone who had karis. The Eima, we ask Prat L'Chai V'Lavin. Maybe he's coming to exclude someone a lav if a father married a mamzeres. You're not allowed to marry a mamzeres, but you don't get karis. You don't get a lav. And maybe he's coming to tell you that girl is not considered your sister. Because we said before that a mamzer and all that is a sister. Maybe it's not considered your sister. Maybe that's what coming to exclude. Amra papa, no. Chayove lavin tosik dusha. If you marry somebody in sin, you're still married. You need a get. It's not like It's not like you marry your sister where there's no marriage at all. So therefore, the chesiv it says kisi yenalish deinoshim. If a man has two women, or achas ha'uve, one of them he loves, but achas one of them he hates. And don't decide you'll make the one of the son, the oldest son, the one you love, even though he's younger, you'll make him the b'chir. Can't do that. Now, the Torah doesn't tell you that. It's obvious. He's not the oldest child. Why would the Torah tell you? Must be, we're not talking about someone you personally love or hate. We're talking about the Eibishter loves and Eibishter hates. What do you mean Eibishter loves and Eibishter hates? V'chiyesh ahuva lifnei amokiv yesh amokiv. The Eibishter loves people more than or hates people more. What does that mean? El ahuva, ahuva ben Yisrael. The Eibishter loves him because it's a valid, legitimate marriage. And snua ben Yisrael, you lived in sin. Still, if you had a son from that union, that son is a b'chayit. He comes first. That it's a valid marriage. If you marry someone that's also belav, it's still a valid marriage. So therefore, the girl born from that union is your sister. The aim. Sorry? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Okay. I think we're right. The aim of Prat L'Chaya V'Krisis. Maybe it's coming to include when the pasuk says the daughter of the father's wife, right? Maybe it's coming to tell you that maybe that since it cannot really be your, since it's not really your wife, a father cannot marry a sister. So if there's a girl born from that, maybe it's not your sister. Even though you have the same father, maybe it's not your sister. Because if the father wanted to marry the sister, it wouldn't be a valid marriage. So you're following your logic. The girl born is not your sister. So the mother, the aim of Prada Chai Vikis, the Marav Makros, and the Pasik, Erbas, the other Pasik says, Erbas, Achoyscha, Bas, Aivicha, the Erbi sister who happened to be the daughter of your father, Oy Basimech, the daughter of your mother, Meledes Bayis, whether she's born in the house, no, it's a valid marriage, Oy Meledes Chutz, come teach you that if your father, if somebody's father lived with his sister in incest, it's awesome, Ma Teira, Chayv Karis, there's no marriage, but there's a girl born, it is your sister, because you share the same father. Whether the marriage is something that we say, oh, kvaldig marriage, keep it. Get rid of this woman because you're not living in sin. In both cases, your sister. I says, well, how do you know? Let's say, and the Torah says, whether it's live together or not, says, achoyz is your sister. So why don't we say that it's coming to teach you that even another kind of a person that shouldn't be with your father, a shiksa. Maybe if your father married a shiksa or had a relationship with a shiksa, obviously not allowed to. Maybe come to teach you that the girl born from that is your sister as well. Or a shivcha or a maid. Maybe also there, just like you're telling me that if your father married a sister, or you're married, you live with a sister, the girl is your sister. Maybe the father of the shiksa, the girl is your sister. How do you know that the woman is a shiksa, that the girl, that the kids are not brothers and sisters? Bas Aisha Savicha, the Isir is a daughter of your father's wife. It has to be somebody who can be a wife. Mishi Yeshla Isha Slavicha. Oh, Kimosh asked that question, very good. Somebody that is what? Mishi Yeshla Ishes La Avicha. Somebody that can marry your husband, let's say, a Yid. Masheng the Shiksa. Pratla Choysa Meshivcha. But if the mother is a Shiksa or the mother is a Shikha, can never marry your father. Therefore, the girl born there is not your sister. That's your question. And if it's a sister, you can't marry a sister either. So how come the girl is your sister? What happened to this Bas Ishes Avicha? Umar Rais, why decide to include the daughter of your aunt who married your father? That is your sister. And you cancel out the girl of a shiksa. Mari, that would make sense. Chayav the krisa. You know why if he marries a sister, the girl is your sister? Because even though your father is not going to marry a sister, but every other Jew can marry that woman. So at least it's shaykh to Yiddish marriage. A shiksa cannot marry any Jew. and therefore it's not shaykh at all to Yiddish marriage. You're shaking your head the wrong way. You gotta shake your head like this. Good. So no, we have to exclude one and include one. So we have to decide which is closer, which makes more sense to include, and which one makes less sense to include. A shiksan, since it's not shaykh to any yid whatsoever, that's the one we're going to exclude. A yid, a sister, shaykh to every other yid except you. So we're going to include that that girl is your sister.
Okay, I bet you just discussed a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
been
amazing.
Have the rabbi, she can't tough, everyone else can marry her. Fedig mother, and must have been happy. On the contrary, they can do something to live with this man. What happens if the shiksa decides to become a yid? She cannot live with this man. What happens if the shifcha is released? She can live with this man. But his sister can never ever live with him. So what are you telling me, that a shiksa is worse than a sister? No, a sister is much worse. There's no heter for a sister ever, but a shiksa is a heter. So let's say if one of them, one of their daughters is your sister, let's say it's the daughter of a shiksa.
But like it happens a lot today, people become Jewish after they're married, you know?
Yeah, so, but at least potentially. 100% sure. We'll learn that later tomorrow if you play Patreon. Habla the rabbi should be included actually tomorrow. The megayda ledidei nami tali lishi, because if she converts, she can show road to this man. Says the gemara lechi megayda. That's not called potential. That's not called potential. Right now, this guy's sister can marry every single year. There's nothing for her to do. She can marry any year she wants. The giyed is the way she is right now. Can never marry her this man. She has to convert. It's a whole new person. Remember when before a person converts is a new person, somebody else. That's not called potential. A major thing has to happen, and it's a new person. Now the Gemara is going to finally ask, how do you know you're not allowed to marry a shiksa? Says the Gemara, Gufa is another person. Says the Gemara, how do you know you're not allowed to marry a shiksa? Okay, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you know you're not allowed to marry a shiksa from this posse, Bas Eishas Achiv, comes to exclude, but not a shiksa. Shiksa is not considered your sister, nothing happened. But how does Rabbana know you're not allowed to marry a shiksa? Naftalu, or a shivcha, or by a shivcha, the children are not yours. We learn out the isha of the yiladeh tiladina, that if the master gives a woman to a slave, the woman and the children belong to the master. So we see that the father has no access to the children. Rabbi Yehuda. So what is he needed for? Chad b'shivcha chad b'chavim. Rabbi Yehuda says, I need two psukim. I need bas isha to tell you that a shiksa, that the shiksa has kids not yours. I want to tell you that a shivchid is not yours. What's the chilgun of shiksa and a shivchid? Why need two? Tzricha. Give him an aleph. Second bottom half of the page. The yashmir shivchid, mishum de ein lachai va shivchid. We know that there's no relationship between the father and the kids. Okay. Abel, the shiksa, the lachai va shiksa. We know that the children have a shaykh to the father. A maloi. But you know, by goyim, in fact, everything goes after the father, not the mother. So, yeah, so a maloi. So we'd say, no, maybe over there, the girl is your sister. Because Rashi brings down, it says possibly Biladon ben Biladon. By Goyim, they always go tracing the lineage after the father. Even though before we learned that Goyim, they never know who the father is. We know who the mother is, you know who the father is. But if you do know who the father is, a shiksa, not shaykh to any mitzvah at all, not a Jew at all, so therefore the kids have nothing to do with you. Abel Shivcha, maid, is like a Yiddish woman, she's chayv in all the mitzvahs, like a woman, the shaykh of the mitzvahs. Ema, maybe loy, maybe she's 14 like a yid, so maybe her kids are your kids. Okay, Rabbanan, Ashkhan, should we know by a shivcha why the kids are not yours? Because there's Ishri Lada. Or by Vedas, Gechomim in Alu, how do they know by a shiksa the kids are not yours? We compare a shiksa to a goy. But they're very different, like Rabbi just told us. So how do you know that you cannot marry a shiksa and the kids are not yours? You know how we know? It says a pasuk in the end of Parshas Devarim. It says in the pasuk that you should not let your daughter marry their kids, or you shouldn't let your son marry their daughters. And then it says why? Because ki yasi das bincha, he, that goy, the male goy, will take away your son. In other words, if the goy is a male and the girl is your daughter, then the son, the grandson, is considered your grandson, bincha, your son, because it's Jewish. And what's going to happen is bad influence. The father's a goy, and he'll make the kid a goy. So when are we worried? Only if the girl is a yid. But if the girl would have been a shiksa, it's not bincha anymore. Because if the mother's a shiksa, the kids are going. That's how we know. Because ki yasid is bincha. The Torah talked about both sides, the girl and side of the boy. And yet when it comes about the problem, he only mentions that if the father is a goy, yasid, he will remove as bincha your son. So when is it your son? Only in this case. Ma'acharai. Bincha Misael, if your daughter was a mother, then it's considered your grandson. But if the daughter was a shiksa and your son was your husband, it's not your son, your grandson's not yours. Elabana is her son. Omer Avinu, Shemaminos, and here's clear, Ben Bitcha. Here we learn out, this is the mocker. And we also have to think more in the Kedushin. Ben Bitcha Habba Min Evigacham, your grandson. Like the father is a goy. Kari Bitcha is called your son. The Yid, full fledged Yid. Now there's a big machlekes if this Yid is a kosher Yid or is a mamzer. We had before already. Maybe the Yid is a mamzer. Second more, Lame will let us say, Kasavar Avinu holds that Evigachavim Ve'ever Habba, but I still have lad, kosher. That the child is kosher, so a full fledged Yid. And later on we'll have a machlekes. But it says, Nihid the Mamzer Lahave, true, it's not a Mamzer, Kosher, and I will have a note, I from here. Maybe it's not a Mamzer, but who says Kosher? Maybe Yisrael Apostle Mikis, called Yisrael Pogum, can marry a Kohen and so on. Now Rashi has another Gizah here. Look at, actually, it's in parentheses, but look at Taisis. Ksav Ravina, Evichav Ever Bobas, Rav Lak Kosher. Big Machlekes and Halachas, you just see. The father's a Goy, the mother's a Shiksa, the kid is 100% Kosher. Rashi brings here in the parentheses, but Rashi Kedushin, actually, that's Rashi, but look at Taisis there. Cain gives us Hakunta, this is what Rashi learns, that the child is 100% kosher. Taste the fourth taste on the page. The Cain kosher b'roi svarim. I will be kedushin b'soiv peder ga'ime b'roi svarim kosher. There, most svarim hold the father is a goy and the mother is a yid. Havlad mamzer. The child is actually a mamzer. Here, Rashi argues the child is not a mamzer because the mother is a little bit of a yid. Rashi explains why the child is a mamzer. The child is not a goy because the mother is a yid, but the child is not 100% kosher because you have the goy's genes in there. So what is it? It's a mamzer. You have a mixture of a yid and a goy. Together they create a mamzer. That's what Rashi says in parentheses, and he rejects it. Taisa says that's pshat. The child, if the father is a goy and the mother is a yid, the child is a mamzer. And in halacha, the big machlekes, even though we paskin today that the father is a goy, the mother is a yid, the child is a yid, many achrayim don't agree with that.
And
a
mamzer can't marry.
No, that's right. That's why the people won't marry a child whose father's a goy. Even if Yaakov Lisa says that once the child, he said the child should go through, he has a big chiddush, he holds that the child should go through geirus, and the child goes through geirus, and retroactively he was a yid all along. You know, it's not a mamzer. We'll follow that he's a goy, but a goy only calls my guy. My guy, not he's a geir. He's not a geir. That means all along, it's the mother's genes that took over. And therefore, he was always a yid. There's a whole people there to learn. It's a huggle, it's a regent. Lachi in Chumach, it says a yid. No, a pogum, but he can't marry a queen. She can't marry a queen. Of course, right here. Like kosher, like, but there are plenty of people are machmen not to marry a girl with the father's a girl.
What happens if they would have families are along the family?
No, but we say that we encourage them to shiva, to shiva for them, say in Kaddish, for the other one, we're scared, Yaxel or Surah, to go back to become a girl. We'll have it in more Kedushin of Chabez, at the Yashans. Chayn God is also Yashans' his father. Because the mother is a yid, had we followed the guy, he would be a guy. But now that we follow the mother, he's a mamzer. So Taisus passes clearly, the child's a mamzer. Okay, I won't go into that. Just interesting machlekes. Back to Gemara. Says the Gemara, another very big machlekes that I'm another Rishayim, but we have time to talk about it so late. Says the Gemara, if this pasuk that it says Ki Yasi is talking about the seven nations, maybe only the seven nations, if the father was a goy, the child then is apostle or mamzer, you want to call it, because the seven nations are more tame, they're more Yasi than anybody else. But maybe other nations are the goyim, if the child is 100% kosher, not even apostle, nothing. Yeah. And Nachman, maybe the way around. Maybe other nations, the child's a goy. Maybe over here, Kiyos is on. Maybe right now the Moshe forget. Maybe the seven nations, because then it's the child is a yid, because that's Kiyos. But all other nations, the child's a goy like the father. Moshe says, see, Kiyos the Rab is called a Masidim. It says Kiyos includes any nation. Anyone's a nation, the goy, the mother, and the mother's a goy. Honichal Rab Shimon makes sense. Rab Shimon in the Dorish time to cross. Rab Shimon who dashes time of the cross. We already knew why can't you have your daughter marrying a guy because he'll dissuade her from the child from raising up like a promid. So what in the positive ki yosir? Must be to teach you an extra thing. All the nations. How do they know it means other nations? Maybe only the seven nations the child's a yid, but all other nations the child's a goy. Saying what a man telling the people that who argues Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, who argues Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda already has another pasuk that all nations we follow them, they go after the mother. Now Tezer talks about it. We also learn from there that you're not allowed to marry like a chatanbam. And Haino, maybe it's only the seven nations. Now, there's a big machlek in the Shreem, latest chatanbam, that's the pasuk, you're not allowed to marry a shiksa. Many of the Shreem hold, it can't be talking, there's no issa to marry a shiksa because there's no marriage. How can it mean issa? The Tezer is latest chatanbam. There is a marriage, but I don't want you to do it. So it must be talking about that the goy was Megayer. The goy was Megayer. The seven nations, even though they're Megayer, you're not allowed to live with them. But Stama goy, it's not a veda to marry because it's not shaykh marriage. You know, I'll live with them in sin because you're living. Nothing with marriage. It's not chatan. It's talking about if they're Megayer. So once they're Megayer, how you know it's only seven nations? Maybe it's all nations. So because we find that it says in passing Mitzri and Adoimi and all these people shouldn't marry, that everyone else you're allowed to marry. That's one shit. Another shit to hold is chatan. I was talking about a shiks. That you're not allowed to live with a shiks. And even not when they're gay, when they're a goy. Then maybe it's only the seven nations out of the shiksa. So again, we have a limit called komasin. And my third opinion is referring to both. Say all shiksas, or if they're Megaya, the seven nations. That's the hardest one to learn, because you're doing the same posig. One part of the posig is for all nations, another part of the posig is only for the seven nations. Those are the Megaya, all other nations are all right. But the seven nations, not. So that's a little bit hard. But that's how Tesis learns, and others learn. That's the Gemara Mishnah. Okay, here you have the whole cup. You married one of two sisters. Now you know you're not allowed with two sisters. You married one of them, but you don't know which one you married. What do you do? If you don't know which one you married, you give a get to each one. Because maybe you're not allowed to live with either of them, because each one, maybe this is not the one you married, so you're going to live now with the sister of your wife. How? Very good. So Rashi explains, you sent a shliach, you sent an agent. Yaakov, okay, it was tricked. But you sent an agent, say, here, marry me, and the agent went and he married one or two sisters, and the agent never came back. They captured, kidnapped, killed, and you don't know which one it is. And obviously each sister says it was me. So what do you do? If both sisters say it was her, then it's nothing to talk about. Each sister says it was me, so what do you do? So he can't marry either of them, because each one, maybe this is not the one that he married. It's a sister, so now this woman is a sister of his wife. How can he marry her? So what do you do? You get to both of them. What happens? Mace. Before he had a chance. Now this kedushin, right? I'll tell you, you're already married. Before he had a chance to do anything about it, he died. But v'loy och echad, he has one brother. There's a mitzvah of yibum now, but he doesn't know who she wanted to marry. And so what you do is choylitz l'shteya, and he cannot marry either of them. Because each one might be achois kukasai. As soon as the brother died, according to one opinion, the woman that is his ex, his wife, the surviving wife, is automatically tied to the brother. It's like already married to the brother. So the one that you shouldn't be marrying is a sister of kukasai. It's like a sister of your wife. Can't marry. So what do you do? About? Okay. This goes according to the opinion that says that as soon as the man dies, right away she is tied to the other one. If it's not tied, it's different than altogether. What about the two brothers? Then one of them makes chalitza, and the other one miyabim manashach. Once the first guy made chalitza, the other guy can miyabim manashach. If this is the right woman, I'm doing yibum. And if it's not the right woman, what's the big deal? So the other was the right woman. My brother gave her chalitza. This is tam a fremde woman. Why can't I marry a fremde woman? I can't marry if my brother marries one woman, I can't marry his sister. His wife's sister. We fight all the time, two brother marrying two sisters. No problem. What about Kodmu Vikonsu? What about the guy did Yibum first, which you shouldn't have, right? The guy did Yibum first. Shouldn't have, because maybe you married the wrong woman, maybe you married the sister of the one you should have married. It doesn't matter. Because since your brother, an hour later, the next day, gave Chalitza to the other one. So right now, at this stage, whatever happens doesn't matter, because right now you're marrying the woman you're living with is all right, because if she's the right woman, or you married the right woman, and if she's the wrong woman, she's no longer the sister of your skuka, because your brother, okay, afterwards, but at least your brother afterwards gave chalitza to the other one, no longer tied to you. Okay? Now, that was the first case. Case number two. Two brothers married two sisters, but neither of them know what happens. Neither of them know. They both accept the shliach, and the shliach messed up. Nobody remembers what happened. So then, each one doesn't know who he's going to end up with. So what? Neither of them can marry. Can live with either woman because he might be living with a sister of your wife. So what do you do? So both brothers give gittin to both women. What about Mesu? These two brothers died. Yeah. That's not two brothers. Two people. Two strange people. But each one of these strange people, neither of these strange people can marry either girl because each girl might be the sister of the one you should have married. But now these two strange people die and each one of them has a brother. So what happens now? So again, neither brother can marry either one.
Once they both gave a gift.
No, case it,
no, yeah. Can one of them remarry?
No. Now I marry.
Married someone else.
Yes.
In between.
That's right.
So give a gift and then marry the one you want.
If you want to, yeah. Yeah. Okay, good. What about each one had a brother? They both then give chalitza to both. What happened? One of them had one brother, and one of them had two brothers. Hi, Yochi. The one who had one brother can't marry either of them because each one might be the sister of the ones attached to him. But Vashnayim, the two brothers, one of them gives chalitza first, and the other one can marry because Manoshech. If I marry the one that taka yivama, I marry the right woman. And if the other woman was the real yivama, my brother really married the other one. If the other was the real yivama, she already got chalitza from my other brother, so I can marry this one. What about Kodmu Vakansi jumped in ahead and married before brother chalitza? Again, no problem, because they did chalitza afterwards to fix it up. What about Lezeshnayim? Each one had two brothers. Each one gives chalitza to one. I'll marry. The other set gave chalitza to one. I'll marry the other one. And I'm allowed to marry. Because if it's the right woman, fine. If it's the wrong woman, then it doesn't matter. Because the other woman is the one I should have married. She already received chalitza. They both jumped in the head. What about, yeah. You marry again, it doesn't problem because you got chalitza. Says Gemara, Shmamah says clearly from here that if you tell me from the beginning of the Mishnah that they both have to give a get. Kadmu kedushin she'ein mesudin lebiav kedushin. What happens if you marry, if you give kedushin to two sisters, or you give kedushin to two women, and what happens then? Do you say that neither of them are married to you? Do we say, look, one of them is married to you, another one is cancelled? It's called Kedushin She'en Yadurin Lebiya. Do we say give a get to one and marry the other one, or we say Fafal? Okay, so from here we say what? That Kedushin She'en Misun Lebiya. We're demanding a get. You couldn't live with either one, right? Each one's a suffering, maybe you're married to. And what are we saying? Give a get. Is a raya that even though kedushin she'ein mesudin lebi, you can never ever marry any of them, and yet we need a get. So it's a raya. Let me have a kedushin. What's no raya? Hachma is kinnik kishu hukul b'soif nis arvu. Now, if from the beginning I never knew which one it was, then maybe it was never a valid kedushin. Over here is talking about in the first hour they knew exactly who was engaged to this guy. So it was mamash rola kedushin. Then the shlich suddenly was hit his head in the rock and he can't remember anymore who he married. To who? Which brother's getting which one? So then, therefore, that's called Kedushin Haruin Libya. That's why they both need a get now. But maybe, Taka, from the beginning, if no one knew what happened, so you couldn't live with either because each one might be a sister of your wife, maybe, Taka, right, you don't have to give him a get because there's never marriage in the first place. There's never a Kedushin.
Fancy giving a get to somebody you weren't married to.
That's true, yes.
The union of Kedas Moshe Yisrael, where a bonan can come in and say this one or that one?
No. They can, I mean, approve the Yuktani. He says, any day, I don't know if Yuktani, any you do what? It says, I don't know. It doesn't say, it's not known. I don't know, which means I used to know, but now I don't no longer know. Shmam not raya. But when Mike Kamash, what's the chiddush? What's the big chiddush? It's obvious you're going to get to both. What's the big deal? You're right. The chiddush is not about the get. The chiddush is about the yibum part. Say for Itzchle, the chiddush is mace, if the guy died before he had a chance to give him a get, v'loi och ech, he has one brother, choylitz lishtei, and he gets chalitz to both. This is the chiddush in the Mishnah. If you had two brothers, the first guy gives a chalitza, and then the second guy is allowed to marry because manushach. Davke mechlet vadiyon. Davke this order: first one guy gives a chalitza, and then the other guy can marry the woman manushach. If this is the right wife, okay, I married her. And if it's not, if the other one was, then she already got a chalitza. But to marry the chatzchila woman, you shouldn't, because if it's the wrong woman, you're marrying the sister of the one that's attached to you already, of the one he should have married. The kapoga b'chayis kukasei. That's the chiddush of Mishnah. Like the shlain, she kachos lechay. Two people married, two sisters. Shmam and kedushin. She aimish lemi kedushin. The chayit of maybe say what? Two sisters, two people married, two sisters. They can't live the eye. They have to give a get. Why did they give a get? That eye, the kedushin was valid, even though you never knew from the beginning. You could never have it turned it into a real marriage because you don't know who you're married to. Each one might be the sister of the one that is really your wife. Shmamna for middle chayzeraya kedushin she ain't misun be kedushin never turn into a beer. Have a kedushin still value to get. Getting more loraya. How can I make hukum seven sarvu that you knew and then you forgot? Once upon a time you knew. Taking have a pruga going and says in your day you don't know. Look at the end you do it wasn't long. Shmamna again a mikra mashalom. We already know from the first day. Safer again the safer. Meisiv they died. Laze echad laze shnai. One guy had one brother. One guy had two brothers. Hayachid chaylitz l'shtein. The yachid gives chaylitz to both. And v'shnayin, the other one had two brothers. Echad chaylitz ve'echad v'yav. One guy gives chaylitz, another guy can marry. Again, pshit, we know that from the beginning of Mishnah. Hainu reisha. It's exactly what you said in the beginning. The first guy, first brother gives a chaylitz, and then the second one can marry because manoshech. Maot, I would have thought, leads it today up to Chad. Now, since the other brother, the other one who died, only had one brother, and there's no way he could do Yibum, so maybe in this particular case, even though the other guy had two brothers, we shouldn't allow Yibum, because of Gzeda, people don't understand the difference. Kamash Shalom, we don't make that Gzeda. But, the Davka Mechlitz V'Hod Yibum. First you do the Chalitza, and then you do Yibum. Ava Yibum V'Reishalei, but doing Yibum first, no. The Kapoga B'Yibum L'Shuk, because you're affecting the Yibum the shuk, because you're hitting the woman the shuk first. Okay, because if you marry first, maybe you're marrying the wrong one, and that one should have married her brother, and the other set, and you're a stranger, and you're having a yivama marrying somebody in the market, which is wrong. Last case, the mission of Lezeshnaim, Lezeshnaim, Hasulam, again, the last case. They both had two brothers. Again, what's a chiddush here? Same thing. I would have thought, maybe we should be gozer, dimma, miyabim, b'lechalitza. You're here in this case, you're allowing both of them to do this, the second brother do the yibum. Maybe we shouldn't, because then people will do the yibum and forget to do chalitza altogether. Because they say, oh, the two brothers, each one of us is being miyabim, what's the big deal? Why each one would take care of both wives? They don't realize maybe that you have to give a chalitza first. Kamash, I'm not worried. How is this different? Well, now we learned Arbo Achim, there were four brothers. Nine mehen nesuin shtechayish. Four brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Reuven, Shimon, married two sisters. Umeisu hanesuin es achis, and those two died. Hadi elu cholzes v'leimis yamis. That what? Since the two sisters now belong to the two other men, and since each one can't really marry either of the two sisters because he's meshubit to both. He's meshubit to both sisters, so therefore each one, since he has two ties, and he can't live with either one because each one's a sister of his kukah. Even though he's tied to Rachel and Leah, he can't live with Leah because it's the sister of Rachel who's tied to him. He can't live with Rachel because it's the sister of Leah who's tied to him. So neither of them can marry either of them. So give chalitza v'lemis yadmas. So why in this case if we had two brothers, we surviving brothers, we allow them to do yibum? Hachi has. What are you comparing? Hasam over there. Whichever way you follow. If the reason because they're tied, yezika, there's a tie over here because each one is a sister of the one that you're tied to. And the ilamandama, the other pin holds, is no tie. You know why you can't live with either one? Because what happens, you'll marry one of the sisters, right? So the other sister now has to marry the other one. But what happens if your brother dies, doesn't do anything with the other one? What can you do now with the other one? You can't marry her because the sister of your wife. Nor can you give her chalitza because you don't give chalitza to the sister of your wife because you can't have any ties to her. So that woman now is stuck. So that's why we don't want to, that either one should be meyabim. You can't see Mitzvah Yivam altogether. That's why we don't want either brother to marry. Over here we'll say that each one ended up with his own wife. Here, Manushech, you're allowed to go ahead and marry. We'll stop paying things tomorrow.